Hello friends, in today's podcast, we are going to discuss about lithium-ion batteries. Lithium-ion batteries are nowadays used in many mobile phones and laptops and many electronical gadgets. Even nowadays, the cars are also running with lithium-ion batteries. Recently, you've seen that so many cars like Tata Tiago, Nexon, Mahindra SUVs and even Tesla cars are running with lithium-ion batteries. And now we're going to learn about the chemistry of lithium-ion battery in this podcast. A lithium-ion battery is a type of rechargeable battery that uses the reversible reduction of lithium-ion to store the energy. The negative electrode of a conventional lithium-ion cell is typically graphite, a form of carbon. This negative electrode is sometimes called the anode as it acts as an anode during discharge. The positive electrode is typically a metal oxide. Positive electrode is sometimes called the cathode as it acts as cathode during discharge. So up to now we learn that the lithium ion cell or lithium ion battery have two electrodes. One is anode and another is cathode. The carbon or the graphite rod that act as anode in the battery, while metal oxide electrode act as cathode, because these behaves like this during discharging of the battery. Positive and negative electrodes remain positive and negative in normal use, whether charging or discharging, and are therefore clearer terms to use than anode and cathode, which are reversed during charging. Means when we charge the electrode, the behave of these electrodes reverse, means cathode turn into anode and anode turn into cathode. The electrolyte is typically a lithium salt in an organic solvent. It is the predominant battery type used in portable consumer electronics and electrical vehicles. So these batteries are nowadays seen in majority in electronic devices like the mobile in your hand and laptops, cameras, and even in electric cars you see on the road. It also seen significant use for grid scale energy storage and military and aerospace applications. Compared to other rechargeable battery techniques, lithium-ion battery have high energy densities, low self-discharge and no memory effect. Although a small memory effect reported in lithium iron phosphate batteries has been traced to poorly made cells. Chemistry, performance, cost and safety characteristics vary across types of lithium-ion batteries. So, all depends on quality of the cells that is used in lithium-ion battery. Most commercially, lithium-ion cells uses intercalation compounds as active materials. The anode and negative electrode is usually graphite, although silicon carbon is also being increasingly used. Cells can be manufactured to prioritize either energy or power density. Handled electronics mostly use lithium polymer batteries with a polymer gel as electrolyte. A lithium cobalt oxide alloy CO2, cathode material and a graphite anode, which together offer a high energy density. Lithium iron phosphate LiFePO4, lithium manganese oxide LiMn2O4, spinel or Li2MnO3 based lithium rich layer materials LMR NMC and lithium nickel manganese cobalt oxide may offer longer lives and may have better rate capability. NMC and its derivatives are widely used in the electrification of transport, one of the main technologies for reducing greenhouse gas emission from vehicles. So these lithium ion batteries are very useful nowadays. So now the world, now in this world, the countries which have the lithium in majority is dominating the world. And in India, recently we found lithium storages in North India. So let's see how it works in future. So lithium is the main compound which is nowadays used in the form to storage the energy, and it's work very better as compared to other batteries technologies nowadays. So friends, we learn in this podcast about lithium ion battery, and see you soon in next podcast with some interesting science knowledge. Thank you. Do not forget to visit our website www.chemistrynotesinfo.com for more interesting articles about science and chemistry. Also, you can join our Telegram channel Chemistry Notes Info to download chemistry PDFs for your learning purpose and to increase your knowledge. Thank you for listening to this podcast.